please welcome Rachel Matz and Jason Samuels. Jason, you are a math professor, stats and calculus, smarty pants.
That's right.
But this is not your first game show.
When I was 8 years old, I was on a game show. Any of you guys remember the game show? It was called Child's Play. So they would record children, 8, 9 years old, describing what they thought a word meant. And then they would show that little clip for the two contestants who were adults, and the adults would try to guess what word they were describing.
And how'd you do?
Oh, well, just for appearing on the show, I got a prize.
Oh, that's nice. Now, Rachel, you have done many things, but one that stuck out to me was that you founded the Ivy League School of Burlesque.
Yes, that's true. Thank you.
So I need to know, what SAT scores and or measurements do I need to join?
Ophira, I think you're doing fine with your measurements right now.
That's right, radio listeners. I'm doing fine. All right, this next game is called the Disney Wrong Book, and it is not an employee manual for working at Disney World. It is a music game. So, Jonathan, take it away.
Yes, for this game, we're going to ask you to complete the verses of some favorite Disney songs, which we have rewritten to be about other things. But here's a hint. All the answers will sound vaguely like the original lyrics. A music double agent started at a very young age. A live Disney character who was once all the rage. But now her alter ego just twerks on a stage. She's a fake celebrity, portrayed by Miley. She's Rachel?
Hannah Montana.
That's right. Hakuna Matata, of course.
Yes.
There's a TV show, and it's on midday. People on it guess the costs of things in a showcase. Once the host was Bob, but these days it's Drew. It's enough for this couch surfing warrior to pass the time with you. Can we watch the prize? Rachel rung in and Jason sang.
Is that a team effort? Can we get half a point?
Don't
well,
give it
Rachel,
away.
Let's see what you do.
The price is right.
That's right. The price is right.
I'm just very excited to be here.
No, I know. Opened a restaurant in Ohio. Italian cooking was his game. Started canning his food. Oh me, oh my, oh. Americanized his last name. Rachel?
Emeril Lagasse. Oh.
That's not who we were looking for.
Oh.
Jason, yes.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, wow. Chef Boyardee.
And what was his real name, by the way?
Boyardi. It's Italian. I took Italian in college, so. He sings, 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 sings for me and you. To sing, 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 sing is what he likes to do. Born Paul Hewson in Dublin, he sings with the Edge, who is his friend. In a band, in a band, in a band, in a band. And he does some charity work that's grand. Jason?
Bono?
That's right, you have a lovely singing voice, Jason.
Thank you.
Near Alpha Centauri stars, who you seem ain't who you are. When your space twin brother dies, they'll come for you. On a moon you'll find it's true. Now you're 10 feet tall and blue. When you're in your... Rachel.
Your Death Star.
Death Star, no.
Interesting.
10 feet tall and blue. 10 feet tall and blue. I know. Could be anybody. Jason.
Avatar. Avatar.
There you
something.
The Great Jiminy Cricket, originally.
Ring that sound. This is your last question.
In the Caribbean Sea. In the Caribbean Sea. You got a mammal that looks real strong. Closely related to the Asian dugong. Columbus thought it was a mermaid, but he was wrong. You've got a...
Jason?
A manatee.
A manatee. John Chinesky, what happened in that game?
It was close there for a minute, but the keys to the Magic Kingdom go to Jason. Way to go, Jason.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. Jason, well done. You'll be moving on to our final round coming at the end of the show.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.